Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to come back here in just a little bit and talk about global wheat trends. We're back here on Ag Economic Insights. With us on the phone is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So, David, we talked about trends in U.S. wheat here a couple of weeks back, but tell us more about world wheat trends. What are we seeing globally?
Great to join you again today, Joe. So what we saw a few weeks ago with U.S. wheat trends is that since about the 1980s, there's been a steady decrease in the number of acres that the U.S. is committed to wheat. So we took a look back and said, okay, what's going on at the world level? So we looked back at data stretching back to the 1960s, and what we saw is between 1960 and 1980, a bit of a run-up in wheat acres globally from about 500 million acres up to about 590 million acres. And then we settled down lower, somewhere around 540 million acres. That's the most recent data. And interestingly, that's about the average over that whole 56-year period. It's about 540 million acres of global wheat. So we talked about that run-up and run-down a little bit, but it's actually within a pretty tight range of deviation from the average. Wheat acres over 56 years haven't trended more than 10% higher or lower than that average. So over the long haul, global wheat acres have been relatively stable, considering it's a lot of acres, global time frame, and then 56 years of time frame. As a little bit of perspective, globally we've added about 40% additional acres in the crop production since the 1960s. So we're adding additional acres; they're just not being committed to wheat.
U.S. supplies relative to the world. How does the U.S. related to what we've seen globally?
Right. So when we look at wheat production, this is total output, bushels of production. We've seen that the U.S. has actually trended lower in wheat production. In the 1960s and 70s, it is common for us, the U.S., to account for 12 to 14, maybe occasionally up to 16% of total production. In the 90s, after we've reset after the farm financial crisis of the 80s and pulled back a lot of acres out of production through CRP and the payment in kind programs, we fell to 10 to 12% of global production of wheat. Today, we're down to about 8%. So we've seen a pretty big step back in the role that U.S. plays in total wheat production. It's probably most evident, however, in the share of global exports that the U.S. accounts for. Again, back in the 70s, the last big run-up in farm incomes and agricultural boom period, 40 to 50% of global exports were coming from the U.S. Today, that's between 12 and 15%. So really, when buyers go to the market, on average, they're getting less of their wheat from the U.S. and more of it from other suppliers around the world.
All right, David, so wrap it up. Of course, you know we've got a lot of folks that grow wheat in our large listening area. Talk about what growers need to know here on global wheat production.
You know, the trend really here is that, 20, 30 years ago, what happened in the U.S. was really relevant. When 40 to 50% of the available exports came from the U.S., what happened in the U.S. was really relevant to the global markets. Today, that's not the case. There's a lot of international players out there, and there's a lot of factors that come in and out when it comes to global supply and demand of wheat.
That's David Widmar, Purdue University ag economist and co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. For more, go to ageconomist.com. And to listen to this program again, you can find it under the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.